Philadelphia's Mutter Museum, which has a very popular and storied medical history collection, has been under new leadership. The leadership is reexamining the museum's approach toward the collection, which includes a lot of human remains. Most notably, they removed online exhibits and videos, which upset many loyal fans of the museum. The museum held public meetings to ask for feedback, which led to some heated disagreements. And now two people who gave their own body parts to the museum are asking to have their donations returned. WHYY's Alan Yu reports.
Robert Pindarvis would like the Mutter Museum to give him his heart back. He has a rare medical condition called acromegaly, a hormone disorder that makes his body grow too quickly. He had a heart transplant 4 years ago. Pindarvis donated his old heart to the Mutter Museum so they could display it, tell people his story, and educate people about this disorder. He made YouTube videos with the curator of the Mutter Museum back then, talking about his heart and his condition. Last year, the museum's new leadership took down all their YouTube videos, including the ones of Pindarvis' heart. Robert Pindarvis was upset. He routinely showed those videos to medical providers to explain what his condition is. Pindarvis became so upset that he recently asked for his donation back.
I didn't come across this decision lightly. It's just that they're not letting it be used for the reason why I gave it to the museum.
Pindarvis says the point of his donation was for the museum to educate people about acromegaly. The museum still has his heart on display, but the YouTube videos remain down.
And I think they are actually more disrespectful to donors that have donated to the museum for education, and the education aspect of their donation is being squashed.
Biomedical engineer Rachel Lance had surgery to remove an unusually large uterine fibroid. She donated that fibroid to the museum, also working with their former curator 2 years ago. She says she became concerned about what would happen to her donation under the museum's new management. She emailed people at the museum for answers, but did not hear back. Lance flew from North Carolina to Philadelphia to attend one of the town hall meetings at the museum. After that, she got on the phone with Kate Quinn, the museum's new executive director.
She told me that once a museum has tissue, they could do whatever they want with it. There's no need for them to be responsible to any governing authority or to the people who donated it. She verbatim told me that she sees no difference between human donations and human remains or a piece of pottery.
Executive Director Kate Quinn says she did say that, but it does not mean she endorses it. Quinn says when Lance donated her uterine fibroid to the museum, she signed a legal agreement the museum had at the time for accepting new donations. That legal agreement does not make any distinction between donating parts of someone's body and donating artwork.
It's not that each donation is being prescribed, you know, videos or content or will always be on display. It really just says you're giving us ownership of the object and all of the copyright connected with it. And if we decide to move forward, we can destroy the object if we want to. It says it in the agreement, and that's what they signed. And I think that that's not great.
Quinn says that is why the museum is still working on an updated policy for human remains. And until they have that new policy, they are not showing any pictures or videos of human remains on their website, not even Robert Pindarvis's videos. Both donors in the museum said they worked with the museum's former curator on their donations and what the museum would use them for. Quinn says the museum needs an updated policy that stands the test of time and does not depend on a donor's relationship with any individual person at the museum.
This agreement would be the only thing that is locking these folks in 200 years from now, 20 years from now, 2 years from now, when none of us will be here anymore. It's the only thing that the institution will have in the future to guide it in understanding how to use these collections.
The museum's board agreed to return Rachel Lance's uterine fibroid to her, as she requested. Museum leadership are in touch with Robert Pindarvis. They say they would like to resolve his concerns in a way that everyone can be happy with. The Mutant Museum is currently using his heart and part of the videos about his heart in a new exhibit that will open on Thursday.
He's one of the great examples of informed consent that we do have, so we're highlighting that.
Alan Yu, WHYY News.